Canada?
Now, what's the big city in Illinois?
Chicago.
And what's the name of this large city northeast of Dixon, right on the Ohio River, in Kentucky?
Louisville.
And what's the city on the other side in Ohio, rather big city?
Cleveland.
Yeah, and then south on the Ohio River. Cincinnati's in there somewhere. I don't see that. Oh, what's the capital of the United States?
New York.
And then, what's the name of the first president?
Washington.
No, this man down here was sick. So you went to see him, and you weren't sure whether he'd live or not. You come back and say it seems. You tell your wife it seems what.
Looks bad. Seems like he ain't gonna make it.
Oh. When people become members of churches, what do you say? They
join church.
And who do people pray to in church?
Who they pray to? Pray to God.
And what is it that the preacher gives, the talk? What's the name of that talk?
Sermon.
Well, how would you describe sermons? Well, first of all, let me ask you. Besides a sermon, what else is there in the church? What else happens in the church that you recall?
What else happens?
People sing?
They sing and pray.
What do you call it when people sing and the organ is playing? What's that called when the organ plays? What do you call it when a band plays? What is it that the band makes?
Music.
Good. And sometimes music isn't very nice. Sometimes it's rather sour. But sometimes it's very nice. How would you say it? It's
well, I'd say the music was nice.
What if it's real nice?
It was pretty sour.
What do you say when you see a very good-looking girl? What do you call her?
Nice-looking.
And says she's even nicer-looking than that. Very nice-looking.
Very nice-looking.
Would you say beautiful?
Beautiful.
Would you say that?
Yeah.
Now, if I ask you why you like somebody, say Joe down here, why do you like Joe? You say, I like him. Why?
Because he's been nice to me. He's a nice fellow.
Now, say somebody wants you to go with them to town, and you don't want to go if your wife doesn't. You say, I won't go.
I won't go without my wife does.
Now, there's heaven and hell. What do you call the man who's in charge of hell?
Devil?
Yeah. Do you have any other terms for that man? Any other words you call him?
I cannot.
Some people say the booger man, the boogeyman. Do you ever hear those terms?
Oh, yeah. Not him, though, exactly.
What's a boogeyman?
I don't know. What is it?
Sometimes parents tell the children, you better go signal, the boogeyman will come and get you.